and allow them to work. This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Arturo Chavira, Jr. Date of birth, January the 17th, 2003. Case ID number is 658-7634. Date of exam, July the 25th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 4/19/2023. Identifying information. This is a 23-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of Parkinson's disease and attention deficit hyperactive disorder. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2022, where he worked in the oil refinery for 1 year. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his mother in a house and also with his stepfather, and his parents are working at this time. The claimant states he graduated from high school and has been on disability for his Parkinson's condition. He states he graduated in a regular class and was not in special education. He does have a 2-year certificate from a trade school where he works on air conditioners and heaters. At the present time, he is planning to go into trade school again to receive another 2-year certificate for welding, which he intends to do in August of 2023. Allegation number 1, Parkinson's disease. Number 2, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. History of allegations. Number 1, Parkinson's disease. The claimant states in 2016, he started to develop symptoms of Parkinson's disease. He states his memory and his mental status became confused, and his overall cognitive function decreased a little bit. He states he suffers from dizziness, slurred speech, slower actions, shakiness, unsteadiness, and occasionally walks with a shuffle gait. He says because he was so slow and he would fall sometimes, he could not work on the oil rigs anymore. He was offered many years ago surgery and is possibly thinking of surgery in the future to correct his Parkinson's disease. His physician is Dr. Goya. At the present time, his condition is stable. Allegations number 2, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. The claimant states that in 2006, he was very hyper and could not focus in school. He was not in a special ed class. And he has not really worked except for a couple of years, and he's presently in school. He did graduate from high school from the 12th grade. He was given medications for his condition, but he said he stopped the medications in high school because he couldn't gain weight, and he felt sleepy all the time, as well as drowsing. At the present time, he states his condition has somewhat resolved. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 2 miles, stand for 8 hours, climb 4 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 140 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices. and he states that he has not seen a physician in many years. He is presently on no medications for pain, and he states he does chores around the house and does walk the dogs. He also feeds them, and he throws the trash out. His mother makes him do some light housework, such as washing the dishes, going to the grocery store, cooking, and doing the laundry at times. Family history. The father is 40 and in good health. His mother is 39 and also in good health. Medications, none. Medical problems, history of Parkinson's disease, early stage, and hyperactive attention deficit disorder appears to be resolving. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 168 pounds, height 5 feet, 11 and 3/4 inches tall, BP 137 over 73 mmHg, heart rate 61 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 22. General. This is a 20-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light. However, extraocular movements appeared to be somewhat sluggish and decreased. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/50, pinhole is 20/40, OS uncorrected is 20/70, pinhole is 20/50, binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant states he does wear contact lenses and glasses, but did not bring them to the office visit. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was slow and sluggish, and his mood was appropriate for the time. He did have fairly clear thought processes, and his memory was fair. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 3+ bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves appeared to be intact for 2 through 12, except for decreased and sluggishness of extraocular movements. Cerebellar, the claimant's gait was steady, slow, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand coordination was good, and finger to nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal, and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you please drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears but does not speak well, secondary to a slurred speech. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields except for slow reaction to extraocular movements, and his vision appears to be decreased but has been corrected with contact lenses and glasses. The claimant does have some difficulty in communicating secondary to a slurred speech and has some other restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to early signs of Parkinson's disease. Probable diagnosis: Parkinson's disease, more likely than not an early case of the condition. He is presently on no medications and has not seen a doctor in many years. He is planning to follow up with a physician and possibly have surgery done, although no surgery is pending at this time. Number two, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, not being treated at this time. The claimant appears to be functioning well without the medication. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Arturo Chavira, Jr.